Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh, I loved it.
And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. And this is Thursday, and so it's the Clarks, one with an E.
And one without. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Sharon. And that was a special opening for you.
Thanks, Bob, for that.
Thanks, Bob. That was a great introduction. That
bark will follow her around as long as people like me can keep digging it back up.
I think that's exactly true. And it is, Carl and I did the show, we talked about that, the whole reason for Trump, and I'm mad as heck and not going to take it anymore, and kind of sums up the whole election that's in front of us. It is 57 degrees in downtown Reading, and we are looking for a high today of 63, a low of 47, rain likely, and then a chance of showers this evening. On Friday, we're looking for rain likely, a high of 62, low of 49, Friday night rain, and Saturday, heavy rain, 80% chance, and we're looking for rain all through the weekend, and that's good because that'll bring those lake levels up a little bit more, and medium temperatures through the weekend, so we'll get a good watering down. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer coming up, but our customers are all warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this is open line. Sharon
What's
and I
on your
kind
mind?
Of kicked around a few topics, but we really don't have a set plan here this morning. A few guests calling in, hopefully, and maybe a guest at 7:30. Until then, Sharon and I are just kind of open for suggestions, and if you don't come up with something you want to talk about, or calls at 605-4567, or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com and stir up some subjects, then you'll just have to listen to whatever we come up with. So you better just be paying attention and jump right in there.
I do want to tell you, I checked the lake level this morning, 998 feet. That means 68 feet from the top. We are gaining just a tiny bit each day, but this next series of storms that you just talked about should help quite a bit. My in-house meteorologist says if the patterns hold, we could see another 20 feet in the lake, which would only put us 50 feet down from the top, which is a pretty darn good start to the summer, the best we've had in a while.
So, there you go.
That's wonderful
news.
That's
wonderful news. Absolutely can't think of anything better.
Before you launch off, I need to tell everyone that this portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at Mary, that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy.com, to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, I do have some exciting news that I don't think you knew about.
All right.
So one of my goals for this year was, well, I had a few goals, was to take sailing lessons. And so last weekend, I spent about 3 hours out on the San Francisco Bay, right by the Berkeley Marina, on a sailboat with five other total strangers.
I saw your picture.
Yeah, doing an intro to sailing lesson. That just gives you, like, the taste of it, which, of course, I knew I was going to love because anything outside, and it was, like, 72 degrees. And so now in May, I will go down and do two back-to-back weekends, and I'll get my level one sailing certification. Well, I'm hoping I pass. And at that point, I can take boats out into level one marinas, harbors, bays, which is like Tahoe, San Diego, Berkeley, San Francisco Bay is a level 2. So I will have to probably spend another year getting my level 2. But once I get my level 2, I'm going to join this sailing club, and I can actually take their boats with all of my friends, and I'll be able to skipper a boat without anyone else on the board as a sailor across the bay, park it over in, you know, San Francisco, walk into town and have dinner for the night, and bring everybody back.
Wow.
So we'll have to do that, Trish.
I'm listening to one of your friends. Yes, I need to be involved in
that's
this.
That's one of my, like, major goals this year.
Yeah. What a great thing.
I know you have some boating experience, too, Bob. What
are
your thoughts?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Obviously, you've never seen All Is Lost.
No, I haven't.
It's a Robert Redford film, and he's a round-the-world solo sailor, and everything that can go wrong does.
Okay. So if I want to be scared, I'll watch that.
Yeah, well, or not. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good ones, too.
Well, you see a lot of stupid stuff he does as a Coast Guard auxiliarist. Brendan and I were sitting there just yelling at the TV, which, of course, does all the good in the world, about all the stupid stuff the guy was doing. But anyway, yeah, well, it's on the water, time moves differently.
I'm just so excited. And you know, they just had a group of folks from the sailing club go to Belize and sail. And that's something that, you know, I could, next year, if I'm certified in any level, I can just go as a crew member and take some of these trips. And there's a ladies sailing group. And so I'm super excited. So I'll be keeping you posted on how that progresses. So right now, I'm super excited, but I'm sure I'm going to have some tough times. What's really interesting to me is, you know, I take these two classes, and then I have to go out on the boat with instructors, and at the end of every sail, they give me a list of what I need to work on. And being, you know, a business owner for 12 years and really knowing my stuff, it's not often that I'm, like, out of my comfort zone to be, like, critiqued.
Yes.
Which I think is really healthy and really good to, you know, take on a new skill and you know, be in that role. And so I think it's going to be, and I'm such a type A person.
Learning a whole new lexicon, luffing and jibing and tacking.
Yep.
And yeah.
I learned, and we did tack, and I did know what luffing meant, and I did learn kind of the terminology on the boat the night before my class, just so I knew what the stern was and what the bow was. But yeah, it should be really
interesting. The end goes first, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you because it's always, as you indicate, as we go through life, I think when we stop learning, we stop living.
Absolutely.
So there's always that opportunity, and I've found over the years that this is just like the next stage. So what am I going to do that I've never done before? And sometimes we hesitate to jump out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
We're comfortable with the things we know, and so it's much easier to go day by day, but to go into something that you know absolutely nothing about and try it on for sizes is very exciting.
She gets really into this. You want to have some fun, yell coming about at her and watch her dive for the
yeah.
day.
And I actually know a little bit about that. I have, over the years, my husband and I did a lot of fishing off the coast of Washington and Oregon and up in Alaska, mm-hmm. and Canada, about Victoria Island and many places. But anyway, we also had these friends that occasionally would join us where we had, and we had friends that had a big boat for ocean. And so this couple that was friends of theirs would join us occasionally with a sailing boat,
mm-hmm.
A small one. Not, it had deck, and I mean, they could live in it, and it was, but it was, you know, and I had the experience of going out with them a few times sailing and found that it is so completely different than any other kind of boating. It's way more relaxed, and everything is just a lot slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it,
right?
I was surprised that my personality fit well with that because I am very type
right,
A,
right?
And I want to do things and get them done and get it organized and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and
you definitely can't be like, how quick can we get to the other side of this marina?
That's not gonna happen. No, and you just kind of gotta just relax, and it does force you to really just take a deep breath and relax. And then things can get very hectic when the wind starts changing.
Right, I think you really have to be really aware of everything.
A couple of years ago up on Whiskey Town, there was a big regatta, and a thunderstorm moved in. You want to talk about some scramble.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to be prepared for a lot. And we actually had, you know, we were learning how to yield to other boats and who yields to who, and because there's a lot of, you know, commercial boats out in that marina.
The law of gross tonnage.
Yeah, that's really it. Like, if it's bigger than you, get out of the way. Unfortunately, with sailing, you know, you can't move super quickly. But, yeah, and with the other...
And sometimes not at all if there's no wind.
That's right. You know, the other crazy thing for me is that I know no one doing this with me. I didn't invite any friends. I didn't include anyone else but myself. So it's not only just that I'm learning a new skill, but I'm not Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. No one in San Francisco knows me. No one on this boat knows me. And that anonymity is really nice for me, too. Just
absolutely.
To be there, I mean, as it is. I mean, not to make it sound like I'm, like, be-all, end-all, but just yesterday my daughter's looking at apartments, and the gal's like, aren't you on TV? You know, and so I'm always kind of representing. And it's nice just to be a regular person learning a new skill and just take it at face value. And I think that's going to be really nice for me as well.
I think that is really cool. Don't be surprised, however, that the first time you dock and you get off the boat, you walk up, you'll run into somebody.
Yeah,
you know.
it is too small of a world.
It is way too small of a world, because I obviously have been in the paper a couple of times over the last 30 years. And I am constantly amazed, and because I like that anonymity from time to time, mm-hmm. too. It's also nice, though, to be well-known in your community.
Oh, sure it is, and I really enjoy that, too.
I'm a voice.
And
it's really comfortable. But I mean, I have been in, you know, the Grand Canyon, Paris, France, you name
and
it.
And someone was like, are you Trish Clark?
And exactly. And so it's like... Really?
Where can I go? Yeah.
And especially the people that travel with me, then they go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, can we take you anywhere?
So we're going to take a break right now and then actually maybe come back and talk about something that's interesting to all of you. And I hope that was. That's good fun.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea preacher, genovator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass bin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show opens at noon tomorrow through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family. Featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once a year only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone tomorrow through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at WeThePeopleRadio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio, and this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And it is Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, and it's always the Clarks on the first Thursday. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or give us a call at 605-4567 and join us with a conversation or questions or whatever you'd like to talk about. Sharon, one of the things that I kind of looked at this morning and was going to actually talk about, but then was unable to find out the proper information, so I'm going to talk, kind of bring up a subject. We have an election coming up, of course, we're all aware, in the United States and president election, but we also have a local election.
Right.
And we have three members of the Board of Supervisors that I know are on the agenda in June. The filing period started February 15th and then is going to close March 11th. I haven't seen anything in the paper about this. I have seen a couple of people who've announced for some of these seats. So I thought this morning, I went online and I thought, well, I'll go to the Registrar of Voters, Shasta County Election Department, and I'll get all the information I need, and then Sharon and I can really talk about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine my surprise when I got to the page, and there's election results for 2014.
Oh, 2 years ago. Wow.
And there's how to register to vote, and there's kind of, if you want to be a candidate, here's what you do, and a code section. But there was no list of the seats that are available. I know there's a city council election coming up, and I know that those have all changed. When we changed our primaries and everything in the state of California a few years back, city council elections used to be in April, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now some of them are in June. Some of them are actually in November. I know the city of Anderson has three seats coming up, but their election is in November. A city of Reading, I'm not sure whether they're doing it in November or June.
Sounds like somebody needs to call the registrar over there and say, you got somebody who's supposed to be doing that and they're not? Or what?
Well,
somebody take a long vacation here?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I, you know, and I actually commented about this in 2014. Because, and I'm, you know, I'll bounce back. Hey, I've been around a few years. Ann Reed was our county clerk for many years.
Yes.
I remember that, boy, I mean, before the election filing period, there was a news conference and there was a press, you know, the press release, and she would come into the boardroom and she would say, okay, we have an election coming up and these are the seats and this is the filing period, and then that would all be covered in the news and it would be covered in the newspaper, and then those people who might actually be interested in running for these three seats could actually think about taking out papers and in lieu of signatures. That time has all passed. The election filing period is, as I indicated, February 15th, and it closes March 11th.
Like next week.
Like coming right up here. So obviously, if you haven't thought about running, you're probably a little late to do it now. There are three seats available. I'm not even aware, and maybe I just missed it in the newspaper, but I did check the Record Searchlight this morning to kind of check articles that have been in. A couple of announcements of people that may be running, but I didn't see anything where even the three incumbents have actually taken out papers to file again. I'm assuming they have.
A cynical person might think, gee, it's almost as if the soups in the newspaper didn't want us to know what the heck's going on.
You really think? I can't imagine that's the case. But unfortunately, and so I'll just get my dig in, that's kind of a pattern that I've learned over the last 6 or 7 years, that we don't really know what they're doing, and maybe they like that. Because they're not in the paper.
We don't ask questions.
Well, if nobody's asking questions, you know. But this really is our opportunity to give them a report card. We elect people to office. I continue to go back. We get the kind of government that we deserve. And if we don't take any interest in it, and obviously average, I mean, I did this for 20 years, and I have some questions about exactly what's of it, you know, who's up. I know that on the presidential year election, it's the 3 seats in Shasta County, and I bet a lot of you out there don't even know which seats are available or which district you're in. So let me help educate you just a little. District 2, District 3, and District 4 are the seats that are up. That would be District 2, which is Leonard Modi is the current incumbent, and that is the southwestern portion of Redding, Igo Ono, French Gulch, Happy Valley.
Out Placer Road.
Out Placer Road area of Shasta County. And then District 3, which is the current incumbent, is the lady.
Pam Giacomini.
Pam Giacomini. She's the current.
Aren't you glad I'm your producer?
I am. I am, because I just had a brain fade there. Anyway, and that's the eastern portion of Shasta County, kind of taking off Airport Road and branching out, taking in Palisadro, all the way up to Burney and Fall River Mills and that whole area up in there. And then District 4, which is currently held by Bill Chappelle, goes all the way up the northern section of Shasta County and all the way up to the Siskiyou County line and takes in all of City of Shasta Lakes, the Central Valley area, all the way up Lakehead to the Siskiyou County border. And this is not a statement about the qualifications of any of those 3 people. This is simply the process which we go through to rate them. That's how we do. We're the citizens. We elect them. We should be paying attention to what they're doing. And then this is our opportunity. They have to run again to keep the seat every 4 years.
Well, and I think with everything we have going on, and as vocal as you and I've been on the show about some of the issues facing us, whether it's, you know, the jobs, the homeless, the mental health issues, all those things, this is our chance to quit sitting behind our computer on Facebook blasting everybody and complaining, instead put at people in office that support an agenda that you've researched. You know, so this is our opportunity as the community to speak.
I want to look at the numbers and make sure, but let's be generous and say that in the county itself, there's 250,000 people, maybe. Out of a quarter of a million people, and I may be way off on my numbers. Why on God's green earth do I so often see somebody running unopposed for a re-election? That just makes me crazy.
Well, and I think you may find that. I think that someone has filed in District 4, at least one. I think that 2 people possibly have filed in District 3. That this is just rumors that I heard and comments that I heard. And I believe that someone has possibly talked about filing against Leonard Modi in District 2, but I don't know that that's a fact. And I think that that's unfortunate. And that's the point I'm trying to make. I should know at this point. The filing period started a month ago, and it's almost over, and we still don't have anything from our elected county clerk, registrar of voters, telling us this information and letting us know that these seats are available, and it's not even readily available on the website.
Actually, my numbers were quite a bit off. The population of Shasta County, last time somebody bothered looking, was about 175,000 to 178,000, depends on who you ask. And it's been pretty static for some years. In fact, something of a decline in the last couple of years. People moving away and not, you know, all of our kids moving away. So.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and perhaps it's because we have this kind of lackadaisical. I just can't encourage people enough to get involved with the process, because we can't make changes if we're not doing anything about it. So if I have misspoken and I just missed something that was on the webpage, perhaps somebody could clarify that and tell me that. But I did a cursory quick thing this morning to go to it.
We have Dave on the line with a question. Dave, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Morning, Dave.
Hi, Bob. Hi, yep. Chris. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
When you have a Board of Supervisors meeting, do you have a confidential part in your packet that tells what sales tax receipts are in Shasta County, what CalPERS investment returns are as background.
Well, if there's something on the agenda that we're talking about, but that information is not confidential.
Do you get any confidential information about the economy of Shasta County and the problems we are going to face because of CalPERS underperformance, because of the performance of the stock market and what that's going to do to the state of California?
No, we don't get any of that kind of information in our packet, but certainly I would think any of that information is readily available, and if there was something
public
that
information
is public information, you know, through the Public Information Act, I'm sure that the county treasurer's office has all of that information available on a regular basis, because they're the ones that do the investments for Shasta County and certainly pay close attention to those kind of things.
But the trend for sales tax receipts and retail sales in Shasta County
is watched very closely by the executive officer and the financial department, of course, and is readily available to any member of the board or any member of the public who would like to ask for that information.
Yeah, if you look at Board of Equalization, they're more than 6 months behind on those numbers, and the trend has really deteriorated since the stock market did so poorly in 2015.
And certainly the beginning part of 2016.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But okay. No, I mean, our packet, what comes in the board's packet is just the information and supporting documents for the agenda items contained in that board meeting.
I'm afraid you have confirmed my worst suspicion that all the power lies in county staff and Larry Lees, and the board basically does not control what the information it has.
Well, it's certainly a good member of the Board of Supervisors knows all of that information before they act on the budget and all of those things, because while they're going through the budget process and budgeting information, all of that information is in background information in the county budget and the things we do. So if they're paying attention, they do have that information before they adopt that budget.
Got a roll.
Okay, thank you so much for your questions and good points. We got to take a break.
It is 7:32. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Redding Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life and our community, we love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcomingevents. Call 530-246-7075.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And this is Thursday, and this is Trish.
And Sharon Clark, Clark Squared this morning.
Exactly. So we're doing just a little bit of everything, and we've joined in the studio now with three gentlemen who are with the Shasta County Healing Waters Project. And for those of you who are not familiar with that, it's kind of it's an arm under the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers organization, but they do some really wonderful work in our community, and we're going to open it up and to Dean and Jim and Richard, and they're going to tell us what's going on. So who's going to speak first? Go.
Okay,
need to get you to talk right into the microphone. Yeah.
On April 2nd and 3rd, we're having our second annual fundraiser, which is a fishing tournament on the Sacramento River. On April 2nd at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Veterans Memorial Building, we'll be having a mixer. Public's invited. We'll have auctions and live auctions, silent auctions. There'll be BFW will be hosting the bar. And, you know, just an enjoyable evening to come out and help support the program.
And exactly what is the program?
Project Healing Waters is in support of disabled veterans, wounded and disabled veterans. So we teach them how to fly fish. We take them fishing. We have weekly classes on various aspects, casting, fly tying, rod building, net building, and just general information on how to fly fish. And then we take them fishing. I think last year we did 21 fishing trips.
That's
a very active group.
And very therapeutic for these folks that have been through a really tough time, I imagine.
Yeah. That's the whole purpose
right.
of the thing.
It makes a huge difference to some
physical
of the guys.
And mental rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I've worked with some of them because I am, for information, I am a member of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. Started out as a mayfly, and then the two groups changed together. And no, I don't have any wings. They were looking a little earlier there. But fly fishing is a huge thing in the North State. And so there's all these opportunities. And to include that veterans population. And I've watched some of those guys at the different meetings over the years, and they really get into it.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this upcoming event on April 2nd, that's to raise the monies to help support this program.
To help buy equipment and trips and whatever we need.
Because you supply them with all the equipment that they need as well.
All the money we raise here will stay here.
And how about how many folks did you, and this is men and women, I'm assuming,
yes.
veterans, how many people do you estimate that you worked with last year?
We have a little over 40 active participants in the program right now.
That's wonderful.
So
That's a great program.
Fair amount of money to supply and take them fishing.
Because you're talking all of their equipment. You're talking waders and rods and reels and line and flies. Flies
yep.
are no minor thing. Do you do any fly tying with them
yes.
as well?
Yep. Every Monday night, we have our meetings on Monday night, we have a subject that we will discuss on you know, Reading Water or How to Land a Fish or something like that. And then the last part of the program will have a demo tire, tie some patterns, and then once a month the participants will tie those patterns with every, you know, with volunteers' help.
And who are your community supporters? Who backs you guys and helps you out financially?
This fundraiser.
Is where the money comes from.
This
is really
where
the fundraiser.
Money comes from.
Wow. Well, I'm on behalf of my company, Home Helpers. I'm going to donate $500.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you very much.
That's a wonderful program, and I've never heard of it. And we work with a lot of veterans and veterans' families. So whatever we can do to support these folks coming back from a really tough time and a trying time, supporting our country. And I know just in my stress level, getting out on the water doing whatever is so amazing and so wonderful, and to have a skill you're learning on top of it that can take you out and travel and, you know, spend time with people that get kind of what you've been through. I imagine there's camaraderie, too, amongst these people.
That's a big part of it right there.
Just as an example, when we started the organization, we only had 12 members. And the first meeting, there were 15 tables in the room, and there was one member at every table, and it was quiet could be. Mm-hmm. And my thoughts were, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. Now our problem is getting them to shut up when we don't start the meeting. So the socialization is phenomenal, and these guys have made good friends with one another, and it's really heartwarming to watch this happen.
Mm-hmm.
I know from my experience, one of the when I first started, all I wanted to do was learn to fish. I don't want to do any of this other junk. I'm not interested in any of that. Now I have my own fly tying kit. I've built two nets. I've built two rods. I've caught some of the biggest fish that I've ever seen. And it's kind of funny, you know, you hook a fish. The fish is not the only thing that's hooked when you when you catch a big fish like that. It's a great, great time. And a real nice thing about it is, you know, a lot of veterans like to kind of be on their own or by themselves. You need your my time. Well, when you're fishing, you got the best of both worlds. When you're fishing, it's you, mm-hmm. and you're after that fish. You can be standing elbow to elbow with somebody, and you're still by yourself. You're because it's you and the fish, not somebody else.
Yeah.
So you've got camaraderie, and you've got your my own personal time when I'm out there. So I really love fishing.
No, well, absolutely, and I so identify with that because I learned to fly fish with my father when I was very, very young on the Snake River in Twin Falls, Idaho, down under the Blue Lakes Country Club area. My father and I belonged to a fly fishing club down there. And you're right, you can be with a crowd or you can, but there's just not anything in the world like that great big fish on a fly rod. There's just nothing like it.
Yeah.
And then
the war stories after.
I mean, the fish always get bigger.
That's right.
Absolutely. As the evening grows, they were whales. I mean, for heaven's sake, did you not see that?
Yeah, every week that fish gets a little bit bigger and a little bit heavier.
Yeah, we have to insist that people take pictures because otherwise they just grow beyond proportion.
Yeah.
And how do people get involved? Like if you are a veteran listening to this or you know someone, what are their qualifications? How would they reach out to all of you and take part?
All that's required is that the individual be rated by the VA.
Okay.
You know, so if they come to one of our meetings, they just show me their VA card, and it needs to say service connected.
And they need to make your meetings, where do you meet and when, or how would they?
Well, right now we're meeting at the VFW building on Oregon Street.
Okay.
Because Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers Clubhouse is currently under construction. So once that's built, we will be meeting there, and it'll be a nice large room. But right now we're kind of confined. But we do have on Monday evenings, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we have our meetings.
Great. So if you're listening and you want to take part in this Monday night at the VFW, 6 to 8, they can just show up.
They can just show
up.
Okay.
And look at this. We're looking at a cell phone photo of what is a huge humongous fish that's getting passed around. And it is real because it doesn't look like there's been any photoshopping on this one.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous fish.
We just, Tuesday, we fished Eagle Canyon.
Which is where that fish came from.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Harris, the owner of it, lets us in at a greatly, greatly, greatly reduced price. Ridiculous. And he has trophy fish in it.
Wow. You know, and there are all kinds of opportunities because I know that if you're out there And beyond just the Healing Waters Project and a veteran, there's so many other ways that the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers are involved in our community. I know they have another program where they work with breast cancer victims, the women who have breast cancer, and there's a whole program where they
casting
work with
recovery.
Casting for Recovery.
And kids.
And the kids. There's another great program for kids that get
Trout
to go to
the classroom and fishing outings.
Yes. And we send them to kids camp through the fly shop, which we pay for. They just have to write an essay, and we select the best essays, obviously, and send sometimes four or five kids to fish camp, which is a very expensive endeavor.
Absolutely. And again, the fly shop, as you mentioned, and let's give a shout-out to them because they are very involved.
Indeed.
And
we're putting 21 drift boats on the sack on the 2nd. Fly shop's providing the guides.
There you go.
No, that's wonderful.
A local organization.
They reached out to a couple other outfitters, you know, Confluence Anglers, and I believe one up in Mount Shasta. But, you know, they put all the 21 guides together in boats for us, so they're a tremendous support.
Absolutely. And just for an update for everybody, the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers have their big fly fishing extravaganza coming up March 19th at the Wind River Event Center, and I think there are still tickets available for that. And you can purchase tickets by calling 351-1149. These are advanced ticket sales only. And the deadline to purchase these tickets is March 7th. So that's coming right up. But this is a great evening they have so many auction items and so many raffle prizes. And then they have a good dinner and a presentation, a lot of information about the organization, and you get an opportunity to mix with men and women who are very involved in this sport of fly fishing, which is a big, big industry up here in the North State. And if you're not involved just with fishing, you're missing something. I mean, just on a daily basis. You guys have got me all fired up. I'm going home, clean everything up, and get started here.
And again, if the folks missed it, when is your event coming up?
On April 2nd is the public event. It's 6 to 9. That's a Saturday evening. And for tickets, the tickets are $20. And you can call Marlene at 351-1149 or Todd at 524-8033.
And that's specifically to support Healing Waters.
To support Healing Waters. Again, we've got a lot of businesses have donated everything from drift trips, fishing trips, to hand-blown glass octopus. Dinners at restaurants from Mount Shasta all the way down through Redding. And it's just a tremendous outpouring of support from. And there's going to be unbelievable amounts of items there to bid on, silent auction, fly rods, reels, flies. And it's just not all fly fishing equipment, though. Most of it is, you know, just everyday things that everybody can utilize. We'll have some games. So there'll be a lot of events going on.
Yeah. Okay.
The thread here.
We got more we can talk about, and we'll finish up and do the next segment as well. We need to take a break right now, and so we'll be back after these messages.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea preacher, genovator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show opens at noon tomorrow through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories.
series, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone tomorrow through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You and me go fishing in the dark. Lying on our back and counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
Bob did such a marvelous job of our
great Bob.
Lead-in music. Absolutely gets us where we need to be. This is KCNR, 1460 AM community radio for the North Strait. Trish Clark and Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined in the studio for the last little while by the gentleman from Project Healing Waters, a fly fishing organization that caters to our veterans and does wonderful things with them. And we're going to do one segment we're going to go over because we have way more to talk about here. So you were going to start on a path as we left.
Well, yes, as we were discussing all of the events that happened, there's a thread there. We need the community support to keep this thing going. Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers provides an umbrella for us to work under because they were providing our meeting space. The clubhouse now
and
is...
And volunteers to help with the...
And lots of volunteers, yes.
Yes.
Sure. And now the clubhouse is under construction, and we've had to move out of our... clubhouse. We're waiting for the new one, so now the VFW is supporting us, and other organizations have helped us with where we can meet and do things. So it all comes back to the community and the thread of how everybody can help us, not just with donations, but with everything that you can
space
think of.
Space and other things and just supporting our veterans in general, which Shasta County is amazing at doing.
And so I want you to everybody get a pencil because in just a minute I'm going to give you the post office box where you can send your donations. So everybody grab a pencil so that you can get involved with this monetarily and or join the event on April 2nd at the VFW from 6 to 9. But if you can't make it then and you'd just like to throw in a donation for these people, and any amount helps. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you send us $5 or $500, I mean, all of that is going to help to bring things up.
We still have a couple boats available for the drift.
Okay, perfect. There you go. So you can make your check payable to Shasta Healing Waters Reading, and be sure that you put that Reading on there so that it stays locally and doesn't go off to the national. And you can send that in care of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, Post Office Box 990002, 990002, Reading, California, 96099-0002. Or you can contact Todd Cooper at 524 8033. Again, that was Todd Cooper at 524-8033 or Marlene Woodard at 351-1149. Again, make your payment payable to Shasta Healing Shasta Healing Waters. Project Healing Waters. I don't have my glasses on. Project Healing Waters, and make sure you put Redding on that.
And that's a tax-deductible donation because we're a 501c3.
And it's a national organization. There are programs in all 50 states. There's over 170 current programs. And nationally, Project Healing Waters helped over 6,300 veterans last year.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and this is,
I'd love to see that number go up,
and
too.
This is a volunteer-based organization. There are only 5 paid individuals on the entire staff.
That's nationally.
Nationally.
Wow.
Yes.
Locally, the volunteers earn what, you know, their money. In other words, they don't get anything.
and you know, here's I always am saying, every once in a while I run into, and not often, I run into a volunteer who actually somebody that they think when they volunteer they're going to get paid. Yeah. And that's just not the case, and that's by the very term of volunteer. However, as you indicated in one of the breaks, the payback when you get involved in these organizations and the time that you put in is so much more than what you put into it.
Absolutely. As I was telling you during the break, we had some veterans fishing just the other day. And one of the gentlemen that I was working with had never caught a fish that weighed 8 pounds before. And this was a monster trout. I set him up, got the rig in the water. He set the hook. I talked him through the landing. When he got that fish in his hands and got the picture taken, after we'd put it back in the water, because we release everything, by the way. We don't keep any fish. He was shaking. He was so ecstatic. He was smiling. He was beaming all day. I was as well.
Well, and that's what I was talking about, the payback. Because
exactly.
It is so, when you get involved in these organizations, and I tell people this all the time, because a lot of people, I said when I retired, I just quit getting paid. But I haven't really stopped doing anything that I love, and I just get involved, and the rewards are so great. To be with the community, to help make a difference in somebody's life that has made such a difference in yours, our veterans. My goodness, if it wasn't for our veterans, we wouldn't any of us have the freedoms and the places that we live in and the things that we have in this United States. So without these veterans, we're just not there. And so any time that we can pay back, and this community does that so well.
And by the way, when you volunteer, you live longer, too. There's documented evidence of volunteering, helping your physical and mental health. And so by volunteering, you actually have more of an opportunity to live to be 100. By the way, there's documented evidence on that.
And so if I can still be fishing all that time, there's no loss there,
so there's
right?
Our there's
win-win.
No continue donating your time and energy, and you actually get that payback. You get healthier. So,
Final thoughts.
Please help support Project Healing Waters.
And again, event is coming up April 2nd at the VFW building from 6 to 9. $20 is your fee to go in, and that's dinner, and then all of these wraps.
There are hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, there'll be lots of hors d'oeuvres there.
And adult beverages for sale?
Yes.
VFW bar? Okay. And then the raffles and games and what have you. So a lot to see there. And again, remind everybody of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, which was the kind of overseeing organization. And they've got some money raising projects going on as well for the clubhouse, which will host all of these events. And that's a huge project. And perhaps in the next, maybe the next show or when Sharon and I are doing it, we'll get Dick Recky in here and have him tell us where that project is standing and how the progress is going. It's going to be a great improvement. And it's out on the
Clear Creek.
Yeah, and so
Clover Creek Preserve.
The Clover Creek Preserve, and it, lots of volunteer stuff going on there as well, with some labor and the contractors, and that project's moving right along. And they have their big dinner coming up again on March 19th, and the cutoff for buying tickets for that is March 7th. So if you're at all interested in that, and you can go online and pick up Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, and I believe they also have a link on that webpage to Project Healing Waters. So We're going to be back here in the next hour, and Sharon and I are going to be continuing on some other topics. We thank you guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Project
thank you.
Healing Waters for Thanks coming in this morning. And we're going to take a break now. And
we have about 30 seconds.
Okay, so we're going to finish off. And if you've got topics, remember you can give us a call at 605-4567 and help us get through this next hour, or you just have to listen to
Sharon. Or we're just
going to
gab. But
we'll just go on about whatever interests us.
Phone lines are open. Area code 530-605-4567.
There you go. And we'll be back after these breaks.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The White House is applauding the UN's approval of tough new sanctions against North Korea.
By a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council approved the toughest sanctions on North Korea in two decades. The move came after Pyongyang's latest nuclear test and rocket launch. President Obama issued a statement saying the international community has sent a simple message. North Korea must abandon these dangerous programs and choose a better path for its people.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson appears on the verge of abandoning his White House bid. In an online statement yesterday, the retired neurosurgeon says he does not see a political path forward. Dr. Carson won't be participating in tonight's Fox News debate. Democrat Hillary Clinton receiving the endorsement of the United Farm Workers. The union is largely Latino membership. That's a key voting bloc for Hillary Clinton. Malaysia sending a team of aviation officials and investigators to Mozambique. That's where plane debris washed ashore over the weekend. The Malaysian Minister of Transport says his country is working with Australia to check out the debris to see if it's from their missing plane.
We would like to get hold of the debris as soon as possible. That's why we are working with Australia. In the faster manner.
There's speculation it could be from the Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 that vanished 2 years ago. The Pentagon looking for high-tech specialists who can hack the Defense Department. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says it's a way to test the Pentagon's cybersecurity and to strengthen its digital defenses. A great idea. Next month, screened high-tech specialists will be brought in to try to breach the Defense Department's public internet pages. And stocks have opened lower today as investors look ahead to tomorrow's monthly jobs report. Global markets have been, well, somewhat subdued today amid some mixed economic data in Europe. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-952-3467. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-952-3467. That's 1-800-952-3467. Call 1-800-952-3467.
Astronaut Scott Kelly back home in Houston, Texas, after returning from the International Space Station. He says his long stay in space sets the stage for, believe it or not, a trip to Mars. But how does spending almost a year in space feel?
A year's a long time, you know. I felt like I'd been up there my whole life, you know, after about the first 6 months, which is like the normal increment.
Kelly spent 340 days on the International Space Station. That is a record for an American astronaut. Maryland's highest court is expected to begin hearing arguments now in the cases of several officers charged in the death of a 25-year-old black man in Baltimore police custody. Freddie Gray, at issue is whether an officer whose own trial ended in a hung jury can be compelled to testify against his colleagues as he awaits his retrial. More analysis on this story and much more can be found at townhall.com. U.S. productivity fell in the final 3 months of 2015. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
The Labor Department says productivity, or the measure of output per hour of work, fell at an annual rate of 2.2% during the fourth quarter of last year. During that same quarter, labor costs rose at an annual rate of 3.3%. The Federal Reserve keeps a close watch on both productivity and labor costs when it decides whether to raise interest rates in order to keep inflation under control.
Linda Kenyon reporting. Some economists believe the recent slowdown in productivity is partly the result of a drop in business investment in new equipment. And the UN Special Envoy for Syria says the ceasefire is largely holding in the country and has greatly reduced violence despite sporadic clashes in some city. Stefan de Mistura spoke today to reporters in Geneva before holding the third meeting of the so-called Cessation of Hostilities Task Force led by the U.S. and Russia. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark, one with an E.
And one without.
only I'm the one without.
Exactly, because what did we decide the E is?
The Rich Clarks.
The Rich Clarks, oh, okay. Well, not exactly. Anyway, so it is Thursday, and so Carl and Linda turn over the show. I'm not sure whether that's a good thing.
At least until we really mess up. We still keep coming back.
On the first Thursday of every month, so we have... our first half hour, we were joined by the Shasta, or the Project Healing Waters gentleman, and that was a good part of the show. So if you're interested in joining in with us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a phone call at 605-4567. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading right now. We're looking for a high of 63 today. Rain likely, and then a chance of rain later in the day. Chance of showers this evening. On Friday, rain likely throughout the night and day, and a high of 62, a low of 49. On Saturday, we're looking for heavy rain, and on Sunday, we're looking for heavy rain, and so that should fill up the lake levels a little bit more.
Bring it up quite a bit, yes.
Which are now at?
We are at 998 feet surface of the lake, which makes it 69 feet from a full lake.
Very good.
And it takes more water as the lake fills, obviously, because it's kind of like a big funnel.
And this storm is predicted to have got quite a bit of water in it, and so that should help considerably. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Before you start, you know what today is. It's Thursday, and one of the reasons why Linda is not here on Thursdays is because normally she would be preparing for On the Spot with Linda Bott, which tonight we'll have Molly, I think.
Molly Kidd.
Either that or I have to look. It's either Molly or it could be the folks from Enjoy Magazine. Linda, meanwhile, will be at Wind River. Wind River Casino and Resort tonight for a fabulous evening with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Our very own Linda Bott singing and entertaining you from 7 to 9 as we drink, dine, and dance the night away. Elements Lounge and Wind River Casino. Give them a call at 243-3377 to make your reservations. That's Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino, 243-3377.
And if you haven't been out and enjoyed that venue, I just can't, you just need to go out, at least stop at the bar and have a drink and enjoy, or make reservations and go out for dinner, because it's really it reminds me of the really nice cabaret shows in like Las Vegas or what have you, but it's just a nice atmosphere. Of course, we all know Linda's a great singer, and the people she has with us a great backup. So nice night out. Take your wife out for something
special.
Yeah,
she's a great entertainer.
So, Sharon, we didn't have a lot on the agenda today. We don't have any more guests that we know of, but we always have an opportunity for people to drop in from time to time. I did pick up something a while back, and I kind of remember talking about it, this new road mile charge pilot program. Maybe this is something that,
that people might want to chat with us about. So it says the California State Transportation Agency is actively seeking 5,000 volunteers statewide to participate in a pilot program beginning in July to explore a road mile charge as a potential long-term replacement of the state gas tax used to fund highway maintenance and improvements throughout California.
Let's talk about what this entails. This means a device in your car with a GPS that will record where you are, when you are there, and the amount of time you spent getting there and any side trips. In other words, a publicly accessible, possibly, record of your every move. In the name of fairness to those who don't, those who live in the cities and do not drive and don't pay the gas taxes. So we all cut back on our fuel consumption, and then the state whines because, oh, we're not making as much money off you, so we're going to find another way. And, oh, by the way, keep tabs on your every move.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I was wondering how they were going to track that.
Well, and that certainly, and so they're looking for guinea pigs for this volunteer statewide program. But you know, the mind reels when I think of all of the ways that this could be so bad. All of the opportunities for them to, you know, one would wonder if you're going to, let's say I fill up my gas tank in Susanville, and then I go and I burn all that gas in Reno. They put this GPS, I guess, in so they can tell how many miles were in the state of California, and that's the only one I have to pay the tax on? Or is it point of purchase? It seems like to me this is an absolute bureaucratic nightmare. How many employees it would take to monitor all of these GPSs in every car that drives in the state of California? And what if you just come in from Nevada?
Well, a human never actually looks at this information. It all goes into a database. The interesting thing being that this is just a bonanza for the for the surveillance state. Not to sound paranoid, but this plays right into the FBI wanting to be able to go inside your phone at their will, supposedly after getting a say-so from the FISA courts, because there's some reason that they want to look at your every move and your every communication. And like I said, I don't want to sound paranoid, but where are we headed with this, so to speak?
Well, the other issue that immediately comes to mind for me is the same issue that we face in the northern part of the state on any occasion. The difference between the amount of miles that a normal rural person has to drive to get basic services as opposed to what if you live in a suburban area.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely have that issue here.
Go to the doctor, go to the elections department, go to the pharmacy, go anywhere. You live in Los Angeles, that's right around the corner. You live in Weaverville, you might have to come all the way to Shasta County for that doctor. Or all the way down, if veterans up here have to go all the way down to the Bay Area to get services. So, once again, everybody in the rural area is going to be paying for everybody living in the cities, and our gas tax is going to be horrendous.
Compared penalized,
to people,
basically.
We're going to be penalized once again for the part of the state that we live in. Any thoughts out there? Give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us what you think of this. One of the problems that I always am concerned with is by the time they get to this, I think they talked at one time about putting this on a ballot. They've kicked this around long enough, and it keeps rearing its ugly head. And if they're going to do a pilot project, I'm guessing they've already pretty much figured out how to put this into effect.
I'm wondering who signed up for that.
and I'm thinking that it's probably already close to being a done deal.
Yeah.
So,
well, the technology is fairly simple as such things go. So it's not unlike a smart meter, only it's mobile and attached to your car and has a GPS in it. The hardware is maybe $50. Hey, Kay, you are with us here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Chris and Sharon.
Good morning.
It's not just the rural areas that this would hurt. During the problem in the early part of this century, when we had the housing problems, a lot of people who were, they had jobs in the Bay Area, But they couldn't afford houses, and the houses in the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley, were cheaper. And so they're commuting into the Bay Area where the jobs are and living in the San Joaquin Valley where the houses were affordable. And so, and a lot of these people are kind of poor people. So I think that, Congressman LaMalfa needs to get, you know, he needs to broaden his base, because it doesn't just affect rural people at all.
Sure, and I think you have a great point, because there are a lot. I mean, I think San Francisco now is the most expensive city to live in. And so I agree with you. There's lots of people that are commuting and trying to maintain, you know, a decent, you know, living, cost of living. And so they are needing to drive in. And if you have children, you have to drop off. You can't always take the BART or whatever transportation. So that's a really good point. I do think this kind of bill just basically, it penalizes different. It's hard for it to be fair across the board, you know.
It penalizes the people.
Well, right. and
that's the bottom line.
And that's exactly right. Once again, because the bureaucrats down in the state of California have in fact misused and misappropriated the funds that they've been collecting for many years in gas tax. And that's part of the problem in the state of California.
It's been a big slush fund. They've used it for everything except roads.
That's right. My point exactly, because thanks so much for calling in, Kay.
Okay.
We appreciate your input. And that's exactly right. It has been a slush fund. And I, as I recall from doing the Shasta County budget for 16 years, I was always amazed that there is absolutely no nexus to what we pay taxes for, i.e. we pay gas tax, and we pay a huge amount of gas tax in the state of California, higher than most states, I might point out, because that's where our gas prices never go down as dramatically as other states do. Having said that, they fund everything under the sun. One of the main funding sources for mental health in Shasta County is gas tax.
That's interesting.
The gas tax, as I would track down, we had a previous caller asking about, did the board get information about what funds and sales tax and all those things? Yes, we do. It takes a bit of digging, and it's very complicated to try to figure out these streams of funds, because there is no nexus to any of the funds anymore. Property tax does not pay for things that have to do with your property. It pays for education in the state of California. Gas tax pays for a ton of stuff. Very little of it actually goes through the roads and bridges, which is exactly what one would think. Transportation, roads, one would think that would be, but no, it doesn't do that. So they have misused and misappropriated these funds for all these years. Figure there's probably not a good chance that they're not going to all get hung if they put in another tax. So now they're going to come up with another way to make us pay funds for gas tax, and then within a very short time, they'll be using them for something else. And we'll be right back where we started. And I think this is something that is very onerous. She mentioned Congressman LaMalfa. This is a state issue, and he is, you know, he's a congressman, a federal congressman. But I think our Assemblyman Brian Dolley has weighed in on it. And Steve Gaines, Senator Gaines, I'm sure has a position, and you maybe need to contact his office. This is one of those things that's coming up and around the corner, and you know, maybe we'll get some more calls on it, but we need to take a break now.
I want a GPS bracelet on my car, please. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zipline, laser tag, sea preacher, jetivators, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass bin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show opens at noon tomorrow through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family. Featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone tomorrow through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy. For deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Don't miss it. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Redding Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And 57 degrees in Redding. We're starting to see a light drizzle outside this portion of the program. And the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Pretty soon, it'll be cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, and as Bob said, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's the first Thursday of the month. This is Trish Clark
and Sharon Clark, which means we take over the mics.
And we do. And we have a call, and I want to comment on something. Sometimes my voice comes across stronger than some of the other people. And I want to, just by self-explanation, tell you that I was raised around a lot of deaf people. And constantly being asked to repeat myself, and I learned early on to modulate well, and I speak loudly. And I also know that I get excited and I get very involved and passionate about what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So if my voice is coming across too loud, we're going to try to modulate that here, but I apologize to you if it's uncomfortable.
I like hearing your voice. I you get me all excited, so.
Anyway, so we had a topic going before, and we were talking about the road mile charge. And I would just say that if you're at all interested in more information, there was a couple of articles. They're looking at this. I've lived in the state of California long enough to know that when they start talking about something like this, eventually we end up with it, and we end up paying for it. Contact Brian Assemblyman Dolly's office or Senator Gaines' office and have a conversation with them and see where their offices are on this and where this actually is in the assembly and what kind of state it's taken. But it doesn't sound good to me in any form.
Got a call from somebody who did not desire to be heard on the air, but he did make the point. Remember some years ago when urban drivers, their insurance was higher because their probability of being in a collision was proportionally higher because you're among more cars.
Right.
The state of California said, well, this isn't fair. But rather than reduce the rates for the urban people, no, they simply raised the rates for the rural people.
Oh my gosh.
So everybody paid the same. And that's the state's mentality.
And that's exactly right. And that was an issue because we did get a break. And they had different areas where the likelihood that your car was going to be broken into or that you were going to have a hit and run or that you were going to have these things was based on where you lived. And if you lived at the end of a 10-mile dirt road up in the middle of Shingletown, the chances that somebody was going to break into your car at night was a whole lot slimmer than if you were parking it in downtown San Francisco. Kind of made sense and was on a thing, but Bob is exactly right. They took a look at that. The urban dwellers were complaining, so they raised it all to the level of the playing field.
To be fair.
And because we know in the state government that the goal is always to be fair and do the right thing. So I don't know. Is there anybody out in the chat room this morning?
Well, Jarhead wants to know what you thought of Mitt's speech, which I admit to having missed.
And I got to say the same thing. I missed Mitt's speech because I really...
Who?
I'm having such a hard time. We'll spend just a couple of minutes here on this presidential thing that's going on. And I don't care who your player is in this, whether it's Trump or Rubio or Kasich or whether it was Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz or whatever. But I am so tired of the media and the establishment trying to make our choices for us. The last three primaries that they've had, Trump has clearly been the winner. Rubio has clearly been the third place. And, there's Ted Cruz, who's been doing quite well, and second all the way down the line, and I don't even see his name. And the media says exactly what I said. Rubio, 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 and Trump is, of course, leading, but Rubio was a strong third. Well, we thought he was going to be third.
That's what we talked about this, I think, last month, too, they're pushing that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And now they're convinced that somehow that Jeb has stepped down, and of course, the establishment and the great brains all believe that all those votes, everyone that was going to vote for Jeb Bush is now going to vote for Rubio. And if we can just get that darn Ted Cruz out of here, then all of those votes that he's garnering, and by the way, he has actually won 4 states and is trailing Donald Trump, but I mean, he has actually won 4 states. And interestingly enough, when you put just Republicans in the mix, he does quite a bit better against Donald Trump, which is how the next primaries are going to flow. But the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is please get your information about this race from someplace other than the talking heads on the regular media, including Fox, because they've taken just a hate for Trump. And I'm almost believing that they kind of are part of the establishment. And I'm closer, you know, this fair and balanced nonsense has gotten way beyond it with the little fighting match that's going on with Katie Couric and Donald Trump. It's making me really angry.
I want to know who's the political genius who advises Cruz and told him to, play Trump's game, get really nasty and start throwing insults. He's not very good at it. He sounds stupid when he starts doing the playground games.
Well, and because you're absolutely right, he's not very good at it. He has had a brilliant career running for office based on a set of principles, and then for unheard of, actually holding the office and doing what he said he was going to do.
And now
and
the handlers
both sides
have him
responsible. And absolutely, has he been difficult to get along with for the other establishment candidates back in Washington, D.C.? I would say so, because he's taken them on, Republican or Democrat, if they're not doing what they said they were going to do. And isn't that what we elected him to do?
And now he's shooting himself in the foot.
But what you notice, he has backed off on that a bit, and I think he realized that that wasn't working and
it
playing
wasn't gonna
very
fly.
Well
yeah.
for him. So I'm hoping that he just gets back to doing what he's supposed to be
we
doing.
We have input from Sally on the line.
All
right,
Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Trish and group. Yeah, I just find it very humorous that, you know, the establishment now are just all anxiously trying to figure out how they can destroy Trump's rise to the nomination, and at the same time trying to figure out, are they going to get behind Cruz? Because he seems like he's the only viable candidate that they could get behind to take down Trump. And I just am relishing the thought that perhaps the GOP is going to have to hold their nose and vote for a candidate that the people want instead of the people holding their nose and voting for somebody that they have put up for us to vote for.
Absolutely, Sally. I totally couldn't have said it better. I hear what you're saying. Because we talked about that the last time I was on. I am so tired of having the media choose our candidate for the Republican Party. And they've not done the job very well, obviously, because we keep losing. And so we listen to Karl Rove tell us how we need to go about doing this, and I go, get out of the way. You've given us McCain. You've given us Dole. You've given us Romney. And now we're supposed to listen to a speech from Mitt Romney and tell
exactly.
us that,
and
what we're supposed to
when,
do?
When Marco Rubio was talking after the results were in, and he kept saying, I'll be damned if I'm going to let, you know, Donald Trump, a con man, take over our party. And I'm thinking, whose party is it?
Not
yeah.
yours, sir. You already.
Is it the People's Party or is it the GOP's party?
It's obviously theirs, and perhaps we need to just have, we're going to have a new party.
Yep.
It's going to be called Republican, but it's not going to have all of those people in it. And that's okay
now
with me.
They're even talking about the establishment, are now talking about forming their own party, a third party.
Now, and isn't that interesting, given the big thing that they did with Donald Trump and saying, are you going to agree, are you going to sign a pledge in blood that you're going to stick with the nomination regardless of who it is, yada, yada? Did they not agree to the same thing? I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not.
They're busy trying to derail him.
It's delicious in any way you look at it.
It is. Thanks so much. We're going to go to a break. Thanks, Sally.
831 KCNR 1460, this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It is man's last stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. 244-9478. You go in there, you're going to get a good, honest haircut for some great guys. You won't see Dr. Phil on the television. You'll see some great magazines like Field and Stream and Stereo Review in the lobby. It is Cypress Square Barbershop.
Run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea preacher, jetivator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass bin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show opens at noon tomorrow through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family. Featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone tomorrow through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
8:34, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Back to Trish and Sharon in just a moment. But first, a reminder, this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
And welcome back. This is Trish and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And you can join us at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. First Thursday of every month, and we are the hosts on a regular basis. And we have a phone call here. We're going to go to Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're well, Henry.
You were commenting about the election, and I want to say, first of all, this is about the strangest election I've ever lived through.
You've seen more than a few, right?
And I've seen more than a few. Next thing, I'd like to make a prediction. You've got two front runners, so to speak. You've got Donald Trump, and you've got the fellow from Texas, Cruz.
Ted Cruz, yes.
Now, the establishment hates both of them.
Yes, they do.
And I would guess that when it finally comes down, regardless of who wins, even if they get the majority of the votes, enough to be put in, the Republican Party is going to try and do an end run around them and get somebody else in there if they can.
I think you're right.
If they do that, it's going to split the Republican Party like we've never seen before. And I think we may have a third party. Because the people in this country are so mad at the establishment in Washington, D.C., that they're going to raise particular hell.
And Henry, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I've touched on this before, and in fact, Bob opened the program this morning with the I'm mad as heck and not going to take it anymore song. And I will tell you that I do not believe that the establishment, the Republican establishment party, Washington, D.C., they absolutely do not get it. They cannot figure out why Trump is so popular.
That this could split the party in totally in the middle.
I think you're right.
And it may come up with a new party. If they're half smart, they'll get behind one or the other of these guys. And I would accept either one of them as president. I think they're both fine people.
I
think they're smart people.
Yeah.
But the Republican Party has gone way, way overboard on this.
Yeah, they certainly have. And I think, as I indicated, it's evidence that every place I look, even with Fox News, has gotten to the point where I'm noticing the same thing with them as with all of the other media sources, and certainly all of the pundits that speak from Washington, D.C. They just are bound and determined that they're going to, and I, at this point, I think they've kind of put their effort towards Rubio, but he seems to be crashing and burning just by himself. And now, are they actually going to try and do something with Romney? I don't know where they're going, but
well,
I think you're right. They're going to make an end run.
Romney, Friday or tomorrow, declares that he's going to run for president.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, to get on the ballot in the state of California, he has till March 7th.
One humiliation wasn't enough for him?
I don't know. I wonder what the world they've been telling him that makes him believe he can win after the last time.
Well, I think what it is they're trying to, they're doing anything they can, anything possibly they can, to get rid of Trump and Cruz.
I you're absolutely right. That's, in a nutshell, I think you've got it.
You know, Trump is a businessman. He's a smart man, and he deals with countries all over the world. He's a good negotiator. By the same token, Ted Cruz is an excellent constitutionalist. He believes it right to the nth degree.
It is. It is absolutely, you're right. He lives it,
breathes
it.
I think he's going to make an excellent president, but I don't think that if there's any way possible, they're going to allow that to happen.
They're going to do it.
I think the Republicans are more afraid of them than the Democrats are, either one of them.
Oh, I think you're
absolutely
right.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think you're absolutely right, Henry. You know, they keep talking about a brokered convention, and maybe that's the form it'll take. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I think we haven't heard it all yet.
Well, I think we're going to have probably the most interesting primaries that I've ever seen in my years.
I think that's probably true, and certainly it has been. I will say beyond that, we just have to pray that beyond all this nonsense that we don't end up with either of the Democrats in power for four more years, because I think that would be the death knell for this republic.
On the other side, you've got one devout liar and you've got one socialist. Now, I think Bernie Sanders is probably honest enough to believe what he says he does, or what he will do he says. But by the same token, I don't think we need a socialist government. If you look at history, it's never worked before and never will.
Well, it hasn't. And the road we're going down now, Henry, is look at what's happening to our country. We can't do four more years of this.
Well, this is why I'm kind of rooting for Trump, because, you know, we're $18 trillion in debt. I can't even imagine in my wildest imagination how many $1 bills that is.
I can't either.
No. But the fact remains that if anybody can pull it out, this guy probably can at least get a start on it. I don't think he can pull it out in 4 years, but
well, we've got to come to a screeching halt and at least start in the other direction. Thanks very much, Henry. Appreciate your comments.
You bet, and thank you.
All right, and we're going to go to the phone now. We have Terry on the phone.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're doing good.
Thank you.
By the way, Trish, I think you sound just fine on the radio.
Thanks, Terry.
And I know what that's like, because my father-in-law and my wife both have hearing problems, so I feel your pain.
No, I get passionate, so I get right with it. What do you
got?
There's
a couple of things I think that really enter into this whole equation, and that is Henry kind of hit the nail on the head, and really what he said may have been more profound than he even knows, and that is the fact that this is what they want. Well, shouldn't it be what we want as the people? But the Republican Party controls this stuff, because I would submit to you we have a mono party.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, when you stop and think about the Boehner deal, then you have McCarthy. Unfortunately, our congressman stood with both of them, so he's 0-2 there, and maybe he'll be 0-3 because Rubio is someone he's behind, and Ted Cruz is someone who Doug LaMalfa called a, quote, divider, not a uniter.
Yes.
So, you know, really and truly, we have to start opening our eyes on what's going on all the issues. And one other thing, too. Mitt Romney isn't going to speak either till today or at CPAC. He hasn't spoken
yet. Oh, okay. So I didn't miss his speech yet.
No, you didn't miss it. I don't think anybody will. But again, it's the type of thing where they keep... See, here's the problem. The problem is that people have just had enough on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, even though we haven't talked about it, the fire tax is coming back, folks. 750,000 homes in Northern California are going to be hit with a fire tax on May 1st.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one more thing, all the stuff we talk about. And that's why we push so hard for Jefferson. And Jefferson, I believe, will become a reality in the 21 counties. It's because we've had enough. Most of the things you guys have talked about this morning, and rightly so, are complaints against the government or the state. You know, the only solution that we found here, and we've asked them all, including Doug LaMalfa, what do you want us to do? Help us to help you, help all of us, in how we can get sovereignty back for our state and the people can have their rights back.
And but you can't ask him that question anymore because he's already drank the Kool-Aid. And that's the problem. Once they get back there and they don't understand that we, the people, do not care what kind of office they have, what kind of committees they are on. We want them to do what they said they were going to do when we elected them. They go back there, they go through their orientation, and it's like they're absolutely brainwashed. And all of them, except Ted Cruz, have forgotten why we sent him there.
Well, you're right. And the thing is that you're 1,000,000% right. The thing is that there's no consequences for them.
There isn't.
You see, the sovereignty of a state has three things. Jurisdiction, what their jurisdiction is. Interposition, that's to stand between the federal government and the people. And then nullification, that's nullifying anything that isn't constitutional or covered under the Constitution for protection of the constituents. And none of these guys are doing that. And when you stop and think about 28 months and literally hundreds of thousands of people that have signed support statements for Jefferson, 21 declarations being turned into the Secretary of State, the Senate pro tem, and the Assembly pro tem, nothing like this has ever happened. And when I've asked Nielsen and Daley and all of them, if you got a better idea, we're in. What's your idea? They don't have one. So until we start finding solutions on things, all this other stuff is going to be just a mode of frustration.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Terry, for calling in.
You betcha.
We're going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back for the last portion of this show.
At 8:45, this portion of the program is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, John Bastiani prides himself on having customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Show Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Sheds Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, genovator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass bin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show opens at noon tomorrow through Sunday at the fairgrounds at Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone tomorrow through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
It is 12 minutes, make that 11 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, operated by a father and son team. Owner Ed DeFore and family have been in Northern California for over 8 years. Kyle is the son and manages the store. They've got a full deli and butcher shop, over 100 drinks, including 250 beers. Oh, yeah. And 350 liquors and wine options. One-stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods, the corner of 299 and Deschutes.
And welcome back. This is Chris Clark and Sharon Clark, and this is Clark on Thursday, the first Thursday of every month. One final segment, and we've got a couple of things we want to talk about. Home helpers, that's Sharon's business, and she has some stuff she wants to talk about there.
Well, yes, I do. I definitely want to, like, just throw it out there to our listeners that we are hiring for caregivers right now. So if you have some extra time on your hands and want to do some caregiving, we have very flexible schedules. We ask all of our applicants. We need you to pass a fingerprint check through the Department of Justice. We do a drug screen, a reference check, DMV check. So we put everybody through the ringer, of course. We're working in homes of seniors. But we work 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. We're non-medical, so no medical experience is required. We do things like light housekeeping, cooking, shopping, driving to appointments. So if you have, this is a great job for retired seniors. I have a caregiver on staff who's, I hired her at 65. She's now 77. She was the second caregiver I ever hired. She takes off every summer and goes RVing. So that's the only reason why she still works for me. But if you want to make some extra money and do something positive in your community, it's just, it's a great part-time job.
I always thought keeping a lighthouse would be fun. Oh,
keeping a lighthouse.
One of the things that Sharon and I talked about the last time we did this show is some of the things that you should be doing for yourself as you age in Shasta County, and for your parents, or just kind of things that you should do. One of the things that came to light again for me the other day, I was talking to someone who had collapsed in their home, and when the firefighters arrived, they were unconscious. And it brought to light again the stuff that all of us should do, because accidents happen and can happen to anybody. And for a while we had available in Shasta County a
file of life. We don't anymore, but you can order them.
And you can order them. But the bottom line is what you want is the basic information, what kind of medications you take, who your doctor is, who to call in case of an emergency. Do you have allergies to anything? Put that all down on a piece of paper and tack it to the side of your refrigerator. First responders, ambulance companies, firemen, when they come into your home, that's the first place they're going to look. That's something that my son told me right after my husband had his first heart attack. And he told me, Mom, this is something you need to do, so, because that's where a first responder is going to look.
Yes, and most of those, if you go online and get a file of life, there's a sticker that you can stick, like, on the window right as, you know, by your front door or on your front door that says file of life on it. It's red. So when they come in, they know there's one in the home. And, yes, they either go to the fridge or in the freezer. And the other important thing to have in there is your medical directives. So if you have a DNR or, you know, different medical directives, they're not going to act on anything unless it's in writing in front of them when they come in the door.
There you go. So these are just, and you should do that even no matter how old you are, not just if you're old, because accidents happen, things happen, you can fall off a ladder, all kinds of things can happen, even if you're not elderly. But certainly if you're advancing in age, you need to just take the time to do that. And if you don't have one of those file for lives, I know that I believe, and I would have to check again, but they're a little red thing, and you can order them. Maybe check with the county departments, or just go online and order one for yourself. Or just put that information in a plastic bottle and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and I think the other part of that, in addition to having all that down, is as we get older, and I know the generation that we work with, you know, people in their 80s and 90s, you make all these decisions for yourself, and if you don't have it written down, it doesn't really matter, and you lose your choices. And that's a lot of times what I, you know, point out to my clients and families, is it doesn't matter what your wishes are if no one knows about them and they're not written down and documented. And some of that is, you know, what kind of care you want and your medical directives and who's in charge of certain things. Oh, did you find something, Bob?
Yes, if you Google File of Life, you will find a link to the File of Life organization, which is FOLIFE.org, or you just do Google and follow the link. It's got, you can order the little envelope with the magnet on it that goes on the refrigerator, the form to fill out, ready to go.
That's great.
Yeah, and we did supply them in Shasta County a couple of different times. I know when I was in office, I always had a stack of them in my car. And
oh, I put them in my folders when I did and, had new client consults.
And,
yeah.
and took them out, and I haven't seen those around for a while. But if you have one, get it out, dust it off, and fill it out and put it up, or go online and get one. You know, it's being responsible for oneself and taking some of this stuff under our own control and being responsible for what happens in our life. And that's always a good thing.
Right, empowering our decisions. And especially if you are the caregiving spouse, if you're caring for a spouse that has dementia or some other issues, and you have a medical emergency, that spouse may not be able to communicate your situation to the paramedic. So it's really important for both of you to have your own file of life so, again, they can take the best care of you and follow your wishes.
Put the sticker right next to the one that says you have animals in your house.
That's right. It's really important. And I know that when we have caregivers, you know, we always, that's where we go too if we're with somebody and we arrive. As I was telling Trish off the air, we arrived at a home this morning and the gentleman had had a fall in the middle of the night and was in the ER. And oftentimes we're the first ones to come upon somebody who's had these issues. And that's the first place, the first thing we do hand the paramedics is that information that we have and hopefully on the fridge or in our binders. But it's super, super important to have that stuff documented and to ensure you get the best care. Because I'll tell you, I've had a couple of clients go to the ER this year and get medications that were not supposed to have mixed with other medications and have a couple, it escalated things because they didn't have that med list handy. And in the ER, when you're in, you know, life-saving mode, they're going to go down the path that they think is the most important path. And sometimes without having that med list in front of them, you know, there may be an interaction that they don't know about. So
practicing medicine.
Well, yeah. And they are practicing medicine. And that's, boy, a good point, because things have changed so dramatically in the emergency room. Years ago, when you were in the emergency room, if you had a doctor of record, they would get a hold of that doctor. That is not the case anymore, ladies and gentlemen. When you go, and you even if you get checked into the hospital, those hospitals have attending physicians, and those are your doctors while you're there, and your doctor that you see on a regular basis does not come into the hospital anymore like
the hospitalist.
They used to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that chain of connection immediately with everything that your medication and what have you. And you know, in this day of specialties, we don't just have one doctor. If we've had any heart issues or breathing issues or you know, you might have a urologist and a gynecologist
and an oncologist and a cardiologist and a neurologist.
And all of these different things, and maybe they've prescribed medications for us. So it's kind of up to us to keep that list that kind of does that double check. And another point that the pharmacists tell me when I talk to them, that one of the things we want to avoid, and I just jumped to another subject, but it came to mind, because we have all these different doctors prescribing drugs, another check that you can do is be sure that you're directing all of your medications to one pharmacy. Don't be picking up pharmacies at four or five different pharmacies, because then there's no other second check.
Yeah, they don't know. All they're filling is one thing, so they don't realize you have a prescription for something else that could be counteracting that. Or
exactly.
Right.
So be proactive about taking care of yourself and make sure all of your medications are at one place. And I'm a proponent of that being, even though a lot of your insurances now want you to do this direct, you know, by mail. If you have the choice, use your local pharmacist. Because you know them, they're in town, you can talk to them when you get your prescription filled, they're going to give you information. To me, that's a lot better than by mail. But if you don't have a choice, at least make sure you're ordering them all in one location so that you can have that double check with your mail.
And Owens will mail. And I have all my stuff at Owens, and they will mail it if you have, you know, ongoing prescriptions. They'll even get it all the same time of the month. I just heard the commercial. So,
yeah.
So we can get mail order on those things that are coming every 30 days, 90 days, cholesterol, all that stuff.
Except that a lot of the insurance companies make you go through their mail order.
Right. I've heard of that.
And
yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
do you have to bird dog those people, because we've been with the same pharmacy for a couple of years now, and they change vendors all the time, and they screw up the prescription. My refills don't come, and I'm going, where's, yes, well, you dropped off the thing.
It's
always an interesting thing, But I'm just saying, because you guys, you got a lot of spare time in your hands. You're retired. Take care of yourself.
I think it's being a proponent of your own medical.
Situation. Look out for yourself, because be active when you get your prescriptions. Look at them. If that pill looks different, double check. A phone call. It may just be a new product. It may just be from a different provider. But it may be the wrong pill. So check those things as you get.
Definitely important.
So we covered a whole bunch of different subjects there.
We just want everyone to stay alive and be healthy and
exactly.
fly fish
so
and boat and enjoy your Thursday.
And be around next month for the first Thursday of the month when it's the Trish Clark and Sharon Clark show.
As always, an honor and a pleasure.
And thank you, Bob.
We enjoy it, and thanks for listening this morning.
And we're going to take a quick look at our weather here. We're expecting rain off and on for the next couple of days. Could add up to a couple of inches. That could add up to a couple of feet up there at Shasta Lake. So let's keep it coming on right now. 57 degrees in Redding. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we've got Laura Ingram coming up right after the news at the top of the hour.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell. But I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta
Redding. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Senate continues its work on a bill to combat prescription drug and heroin abuse.
The bill is meant to expand access to drug addiction treatment programs and boost the availability of naloxone, a drug to treat overdose. A number of amendments to the bipartisan bill are still pending, but Senate Republicans have already blocked a Democratic one that would have provided $600 million in emergency funding. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress already appropriated funding to opioid programs, but Senator Gene Shaheen, who sponsored the amendment, said the emergency funding would get to communities ravaged by prescription drug and heroin addiction much more quickly. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The Pentagon's looking for high-tech specialists who can hack the Defense Department. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says it's a way to test the Pentagon's cybersecurity and to strengthen its digital defenses. Next month, screened high-tech specialists will be brought in to try to breach the Defense Department's public Internet pages.